White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. December 22, 1909. Dear children, Edson and Emma. I have recently begun several letters to you, but after just making a beginning, other matters would be brought to my attention, and I would have to lay aside your letter. I will now try to write you a few lines. A week ago, last Friday, December 10th, I went to Mountain View to spend the first Sabbath of the week of prayer and remained there till the following Tuesday. I was entertained at the home of Brother and Sister Virgil Donaldson. In their house, I had every convenience, and I appreciated the retirement, for too much private conversation wearies me. I spoke to the church in Mountain View 3 times, and I bore a straight testimony to them. There is danger of there being too many interests centered in one place. There should be a division of the work in Mountain View. I trust that the Lord will give our brethren wisdom to know how to heed the instruction given. In a few weeks, I expect to visit Mountain View again at the time of the Pacific Union Conference. From Mountain View, we went to Oakland, where we were accommodated at the home of Brother and Sister Haskell. The Lord strengthened me to speak 3 times to the Oakland Church. Last Sabbath, there was a union meeting, attended by members from all the churches around the bay. The church was crowded. I felt the power of the Holy Spirit, as I did at Tacoma Park, Washington, during the General Conference. I spoke for 1 hour, and a deep impression was made. I appealed to our people to labor most earnestly to seek the Lord for the blessings that He had for them, if they would make a determined effort to help souls that are perishing in their sins. I asked those to stand on their feet who would put forth more determined efforts to help those who need help, searching the Scriptures and laboring in simplicity as agents of Christ. The whole congregation then arose, and while they were standing, I offered an earnest prayer to Him who alone can save to the uttermost all who come unto God by Him in obedience to His word. I believe that the deep impression made on some will result in the salvation of souls. The work of the Lord may be carried more successfully if the workers will seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is waiting for an opportunity to bring His rich grace into our rank, that many may be converted from the ranks of the enemy. He has many souls to be saved, but oh, there seems so little interest manifested for perishing souls. When Christians will take on burdens as laborers together with God, there will be a decided work done, even in Oakland. The warning needs to be given. Babylon is fallen. Come out of her, my people. Revelation 14, verse 8, 18 to 4. Many of the honest-hearted are ready to respond and to come from the fallen churches. There is need of personal work, opening the Scriptures and praying from house to house. I must continue to appeal earnestly to our people who profess to believe the truth, that they realize their responsibilities. I must bear the message that the Lord has given me. The cities are to be worked, that they may hear the last message of warning. Missions should be established in all our large cities, and earnest efforts put forth for these neglected centers. The workers should receive training, that they may labor discreetly and intelligently. When camp meetings are held, there should be a decided interest manifested for the people in the vicinity. In Oakland and San Francisco, there is need for positive work by men and women of faith who will unite wholeheartedly in public and private efforts to reach those who have not heard the truth. I pray that our brethren and sisters in these cities may not let this matter rest, for every week's delay is a loss. I write this to you, Edson, hoping that you will use your influence for similar work to be carried forward in Nashville and in the cities and towns in its vicinity. The end is near, and there is no time to lose. There should be in our cities many wisely directed Bible workers who will carry the work solidly. There should be in the publishing houses wise men and women consecrated and sanctified through the truth. And there should be in our sanitariums workers who will act their part in house-to-house labor. As health reformers, it is a part of our work to make known to the world the principles of health reform. The question of diet means much to everyone. I am charged to instruct our workers to demonstrate the value of the health reform principles, for such a demonstration will give them wider influence. In our churches, instruction should be given in the principles of healthful living. We need a faith that is a working efficiency.
If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, 4. We are to give to the churches the message, I beseech you therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1, 2. You, Edson and Emma, believe the truth. Go forward in love and faith, exalting the truth. And wherever you may be placed, the Lord will open ways before you. Let Christ go before you, and keep your eyes fixed on your leader. In your preparation of the truth in publications, you may honor God. Your books may be a blessing to you and to others. You both may gain victories in walking humbly with God. I am sorry that I must lose the service of Sister Minnie Hawkins. Her sister in Tasmania, who has a large family of children, is very sick, and Minnie thinks that she should return to her. I shall miss her sorely, but I cannot urge her to remain. I feel sorry for this afflicted family. I will now close this letter, asking you to study the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verses 7 to 10.